socialite, socialite. Got a fancy appetite and a $1,000 habit that she goes to every night. But tonight, yes tonight, tonight she'll do it right. When they find her dead, she won't be able to deny. Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Morning, everybody. This is KWMR 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, and 92.3 San Geronimo Valley. And this is the Westmoreland Naturalist Hour on KWMR. Liz, you got a few messages for us, I believe?
I have one right now.
Okay.
All right.
KWMR is underwritten by Motel Inverness, offering 7 rooms with a shared main lodge on the shores of Tomales Bay. More information and online reservations at motelinverness.com.
All righty. Well, let's play our intro song, and we'll speak to you in a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, here we are. Not Dallas, myself, Seamus, and Liz in the studio. We were looking for our guest, who's at the moment MIA.
Might be a few minutes behind.
Yeah. But we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it's pledge drive.
Pledge drive time. Oh, yeah, so come on, folks. Let's do this.
Yeah. And should we be taking some phone calls today, too?
Yeah.
We might be able to take some phone calls today. We also have two challenge grants. So for each show on KWMR, each show is slated to raise like $1,500. That is our goal for this show. We had a couple donations online that came in earlier this week. I think we're at $97.50. So
a little bit of waste
We got some ground to cover today. And we have two challenge grants. So there is $100 from Nancy Vanier and $100 from Anna Francis. So if we raise $100, if you call in right now, Amanda can take your call and take your pledge. And if we get $100, then it'll be matched by either Nancy or Anna and or both if we get $200. We are a little over 50% of our funding for this pledge drive. KWMR is only doing it once a year as opposed to twice or even quarterly like some radio stations. So we have a big goal of $150,000 and we've raised about $83,000 so far. Anyways, so yeah, pledge drive. There's lots of cool premiums too. So all pledge drive donors receive a 20% discount to the KWMR store. If you donate $50 or more, there is the KWMR Waves tote bag, which is très chic. $75 or more is the metal juice squeezer because...
I was going to say, is that something you go in?
Oh, yeah. We got it here in the studio.
Yeah. Do that again.
That is the sound, of juice being pressed.
So you get the joke, right? Like, with the 25% funding cut... from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting no longer existing. We're taking those lemons and turning it into lemonade.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah. So that's why you get a juicer if you donate 75 or more. And $100 or more is the Eaton hand crank radio, which we have. It's a very nice piece of equipment to have during those stormy days or if we get into fire season and the power shut off and whatnot, to stay tuned to KWMR and get those emergency updates and whatnot.
How many cranks does it actually take to listen to the radio?
This is like how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center with Tootsie Pop?
Yes,
it's
true.
Actually pretty efficient.
The world may never know, actually.
Truly, this has some practicalities.
I have an answer. Usually 10 gets you a good half an hour or so.
Oh, only 10 cranks gets you a good half an hour?
Yeah, totally.
So you get a workout.
Oh, Amanda's coming. She might even know even better.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that's how people...
Totally. Yeah, what is the phone number?
Yeah, how can they donate?
It's right there.
Where?
415-663-9050, like 90.5-663-9050 is the number to call if you'd like to donate to our show. We've got a ways to go from our $1,500 goal here.
Yes, indeed we do. So,
we
do have some. It's Christmas.
Yeah, some on the air thank yous. Lynette Cox, thank you so much. Nora Goodfried Coven and Stephen Johnson, thanks so much for your donations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks to Nora.
Without y'all,
Nora's a super volunteer. She works with Fiona over with the elephant seals the plovers.
Yeah.
And she's also works with Katie Kloon over at All Hands Ecology.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Well, speaking of...
Want to jump into some weather real fast?
Yeah,
Yeah. I know it's like this. It's been a little bit rainy lately. Usually we don't usually get the whole term of April showers bring May flowers, but it may happen for us. So
luckily,
week, though, we do not have any rain in our forecast, just some sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s and lows in the upper 40s at nighttime. So
All right. Spring break.
Cold at nighttime, though, so... and if you're heading out to the water, it looks like our tides are Marshall, California. Our next high tide is 4.3 feet at 9:54 a.m. And our next low tide is 0.5 feet at 4:26 p.m.
Okay.
And I think we had a little bit of music to start the day with.
Yeah, we got some music we can start off with here.
Originally, we had someone on to talk about fog. So we actually have the Foggy Mountain Breakdown this morning, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, by a bunch of people.
Yeah, I think originally it was Earl Scruggs that did it.
Flat and Scrooge? Flat and Scruggs?
Flat and Scruggs.
Yeah.
Scruggs, yeah.
Scrooge.
Yeah, the version you have is a little bit longer. It's got, I think they invite a whole lot of people because...
Steve Martin? Albert
yeah.
Lee?
That's the nothing. Yeah. Martin, yeah.
Yeah, let's have a song about fog. Again, that would have been of our original topic today, but
it may be.
It may still be. Yeah, we're still holding hope that our guest might appear on the Zoom machine. So we'll see.
But Zoom machine.
Here we go. Let's do a little song by Scrooge.
Scruggs.
We'll be right back. Oh, that was a knee slap in good time.
Yeah. For your morning commute, kicking off the work week.
Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Mr. Scruggs and
friends.
And friends, exactly. Bunch of other people.
Right, totally. Yeah. And if you're just tuning in, today is the pledge drive. So the phone number to call in if you'd like to donate is 415-663-9050. That's 415-663-9050.
And we are loving if you do, because this is such an important resource for our community in all sorts of ways. Not only do you get the entertainment value of myself, Seamus, Dallas, and Liz, on the air every other Monday with the Westmore Naturalist Hour, but it's just such a good community resource for disasters and communications, and it's just a station that brings everyone together.
I was just going to say, the good vibes, too.
The good vibes, which I should mention, if you don't already know, this Saturday, May 2nd, KWR Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning. Noon to 4 at the Dance Palace.
Free entry, and they're actually doing a no-talent show.
I know. I'm really curious to see what no talents will show up.
Bring your costumes and no ego.
Yeah. I mean, are any of you going to participate?
What are the details?
I think it's 5 minutes. You can do whatever you want.
Stand we don't up, like draw juggle. Something out of a hat.
You could anything you want.
Really?
I love it.
Think of the possibilities.
Well, I know. I mean, I can see you, you know, kicking down some miming.
I was going to say it.
It's so funny you just mentioned that, because miming was literally the first thing that came. I kid you not. I was just thinking miming.
It's because we have a mime meld.
The thing is, though, have you practiced that? Do you have
You can't
miming?
Practice.
Yeah.
The last time I mimed, I put.
That's what I'm saying. You might already have talent.
Well, I'm not sure if it's talent, because I mimed myself in a box, and I couldn't get out. And that was a little scary, so I haven't mimed since.
You knew when to stop. That was super smart.
Yeah.
Seamus. Well, the phone has not rang yet. This is the worst. Oh, my God. This is like the worst pair of headphones ever. But that's because we haven't bought any new ones, because we're watching our dollars, because we only have one pledge drive a year. 415-663-9050 is the number to call. Or if you don't want to talk to me, which is fine, go to kwmr.org. You can search for Westboro Naturalist. If you just type in naturalist or natural, it'll come up. Mm-hmm. I think you're the only show with that word in it.
Yeah, not to be confused with the naturist show.
Yeah, that show.
I've had a few people ask us that. The naturist, it's a little different.
Sight gags on the radio do not work. But now that we have the whole Twitch thing set up, that might change things very much for you guys. I mean, for the naturist show.
So do tell about this.
Tell us more about the Twitch. Yeah.
Are we on Twitch right now?
No, we're not.
Okay. I was looking around. Is there a
I don't even know how it works, but we have a youth board member.
Micah.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Oh, my God. I went to an assembly at Lagunita School last Friday with him and with Nancy Banger, who has a challenge grant on your show. She's our board president. And it was so great. And there was a kid who was at the thing. I don't have my phone, but he came up to me afterwards, and he then sent an email because he's super interested in doing a show. And guess what he's super into? This kid who's maybe in the 8th or 9th grade. Just take a wild guess. What would you think this kid would want to come on the air and talk about, because he's so into it?
Birds.
Nope.
Just because we're at the bird fest.
Yeah. gosh.
Take a guess, Seamus. Take a guess.
Take a guess. Man.
I'll tell you.
Video
DVDs,
games?
DVDs.
Unicycles.
Broadway musicals.
Broadway musicals.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. I know. We don't have a musical show yet.
Right. That's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Wow. I feel like that's becoming a lost interest.
Your dad would be proud, Seamus.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, your parents would be psyched.
Yeah,
that.
I know for sure.
Well, I'm just gonna say that I love the show, and you guys cover so many cool topics, and I'm sure you'll get the fog person on eventually. But 415-663-9050. There's no fog between me and the telephone. And I would love to hear folks who support this show call in and give a pledge of any amount. Honestly, we are at $82,685 raised and $401 so far for this show. You've got some challenge grants, and let's make it happen. Let's make it rain.
Absolutely.
I mean, not proverbially rain. Proverbially, what am I saying? 415-663-9050. That's the number to call.
Awesome. And I guess we could give a few, you know, nature updates. What's been going on? I know we just had the big Bird Fest.
Bird Fest.
All three of us were very active in that this year.
It was. It was a great weekend for it. Great turnout with folks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The family fun day yesterday was a blast.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got the owl pellets, you know, donated. Mm-hmm. I don't know the company. I would totally give them a shout out. The company that donated the owl pellets for the owl dissection pellet table
I
ran.
We'll text Jessica, see if we can get that by the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. She's in bed. She's not working today.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, but it went really smooth.
It did go really smooth.
And it was good to see all the kids out yesterday. You know, Liz and I were doing the touch table, and Seamus was doing the dissecting the owl pellets, and there was so many other good things happening with cute radio playing all day.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing better to dissecting an owl pellet to good soul funk music. I'll tell you that. I was bopping around, you know, as we're picking away at these pellets and pulling out rodent skulls, and that was great. It was a lot of fun. And then they had the whole owlet. It was so serendipitous because right next to my table, right around the corner, they had that whole owl presentation thing.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
What was the top find?
The top find, I would say a bird feather. We started to see some evidence of bird, because like almost all the pellets, most of them were rodents in there, some moles and some other things. But then we started to get like one pellet that had like bird feathers and pieces of bird skull, and that was cool.
Can you tell like what kind of feather it was?
No, it was small. It's hard to kind of pinpoint after it's been gone through a digestive system and spit back out.
Yeah.
But it was kind of purplish hue of a feather. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe the owl ate a peacock. That was a joke.
You know. You were there, I wasn't.
Yeah.
The brand that you wanted to give a shout out is the Owl Brand Discovery Kits. They're the ones who donated.
Yeah, they donated a lot of pellets, so we had enough for the day. That was great.
Bird on bird violence is the worst.
You know, sometimes in the wetlands.
The caller called, they already pledged, but they said that it was hard to hear you. And I don't know. I think it's just you have a very strong voice, Seamus. We know that.
Dallas mumbles.
I'm quieter, for sure.
You have just a lower register, too, so you got to get in there, and maybe you can put yours down a little bit and three up
typically
a little bit.
Are you saying I'm too loud?
No, I'm just saying you have a very great voice for acting.
I know, and singing.
That is usually the formula we have, though.
I go louder on the control table.
It's true. I guess I've been a little lazy on the dials.
There we go. I think that's going to help everybody.
I think that makes Dallas sound like he's in the room rather than like getting
contributing
something out
from
of
afar.
Well, I'm fired. You know.
415-663-9050 is the number. That fellow called to give us some excellent microphone advice. But you can call and make a donation. Oh, somebody's calling.
Ring a ding.
Calling on our show. Okay, let's see.
Well, you can just put them right on the air and see who they are. Watch your language, people.
Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to all of you and thank you, as I have when I pass you on the street, for my very favorite program.
Oh, nice. I think I know who this is.
Is this John?
No, this is Canyon.
This is Canyon.
Yeah, oh. Canyon.
thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Well, I miss you all. I should be coming up within a week or so, but in the meantime, I'll throw some bucks your way. I've already donated once, but I could definitely afford a little bit more. So can I speak to somebody that can take my payment information?
Oh, yeah. We can send you on over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how you do that but with these dials, but we'll...
You can tell me what other number to use.
Oh, yeah. That the other number to call in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is 415-663-9050. That's 415.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you so much, Ken. Any cool nature observations you've had recently you want to share on the air?
I've been immersed in nature entirely, and what I enjoy most that I've discovered this year is how healthy my skin and hair have become since I squirt or sprit myself with flower water.
Mm. That Brower's flower water.
All kinds of flowers that attract my attention, and I'd soak them for a few days and then put in a spray bottle, and super hydrating, of course, but I think it's nutritious.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Does it attract any hummingbirds or bees or anything? That'd be kind of fun.
Pardon me?
the flower water, does it attract any of the bees or the birds?
I have. Yeah, I typically do anyway, I think.
Love it.
Blinking.
I love that.
Well, yeah, I will try using owl pellets in the water eventually.
The use of owl pellets cannot be understated.
Sure. We've proven that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in, Canyon. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all.
Have a great day.
See you around.
So, yeah, if anyone else wants to call in with any nature observations or updates out here, you can call in at 415-663-8492. But if you wanted to donate for the cause, and we really recommend that you, if you can, you should, and you would call 415-663-9050. That's 415-663-9050. Yeah. And you two are out on the water.
We were, yeah. It was on Saturday morning. We did an early tour from 8 to 12, and it was a little colder, a little wetter than we thought it was going to be.
But yeah, it was kind of windy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a chilly morning.
Mm-hmm. But we had a great group of folks, you know. And
really sweet.
Headed over to Marshall Beach and had a fantastic conversation. We had a lot of wildlife out there that day as well. We saw a juvenile bald eagle fly over us.
Oh, wow.
Started to see some of my first moon jellies of the year, which was kind of cool to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, last time I was in the water, I was starting to spot them, too. Juvenile bald eagles. So they often are not diagnosed.
Identified, yeah.
Misidentified. And they actually will look bigger than it's a juvenile phase, a couple years usually?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And then they look bigger than adults.
Yeah.
It seems like their feathers are fluffier, like have a little more...
Totally. And you could tell the difference here because he had just started to get its white tail feathers in, but it still had a mottled white chest.
Yeah.
And it flew really low. I mean, within 30 feet of us, directly above our tour. So it felt cool.
See? Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Everyone loves a good bald eagle.
I love seeing them in the bay. That being said, it's also a little sad sometimes when like they push out the osprey and some of the other birds.
Yeah, that's a fascinating dynamic. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I've witnessed it a couple times. I think you have too. Yeah. Where it's like they'll watch an osprey get its catch and then harass it. Bald eagles are bullies, you know. They're scavengers. They can be bullies.
Opportunivores.
Yeah. They remind me of a black bear in that way. Like they're kind of opportunivores, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're cool. Yeah, it's not common to see them on the bay. I'd say the wetlands is a little more common than the bay, I feel like.
Recently, in the last 5 years or so, we're starting to see a lot more bald eagles.
Yeah.
There's like a nesting pair at the north end and another nesting pair at the south end, so they're starting to become more predominant on the water. I know like up by Kent Lake, I used to see a lot more of them back in the day, so I'm guessing a lot of them are finding their way out this direction as it gets more crowded up at Kent Lake.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, cool.
What else do we see? I'll try to think of other sightings on the water. We had
Did you see
otters.
Any Olympias?
We didn't see any Olympias. I was kind of keeping my eyes out for them.
You know, the last few times I've been on the bay, North White Gulch, there's been a relatively large bobcat hanging out, like right along the shore.
There's a coyote that hangs out there too sometimes.
Yeah.
Never together.
I wonder why. But same spot. And it's so funny because I was literally talking about, I saw bobcat here, you know, a couple weeks ago. And lo and behold, it was like right there.
Sometimes I think that
manifested.
Manifested, sure, but also like a lot of sensory input comes in when we're guiding, and just in like life in general. And so maybe your brain had sort of already clocked that bobcat, and that's what made you think of, I should mention the bobcat, but you hadn't really become cognizant of it yet.
That I had seen it?
That you had seen it.
Oh,
totally.
You know what I mean? I think that happens a lot, especially with guiding.
Brains are interesting, though. Yeah, that way. You know, actually, I just was hearing about research where sometimes when a decision is made and you physically respond, your mind doesn't realize that decision is made until like 4 seconds afterwards sometimes, you know, especially like emergency response and you your brain has made that decision, you do something, and then you don't.
But your mind hasn't
made that choice yet.
Yeah, because brain and mind
are conscious of that choice you made yet. I remember hearing about some of that research. But
it is. It's like anytime I encounter an emergency, it's really important to stop and slow down first to allow your brain to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, because you're right. You want to jump into it. You know, and it's like, let's take a first look. Is everything safe? You know.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ABCD.
Yeah, our scene size up
and
program.
Stop, drop, and roll. I do for almost any emergency. I know.
It looks like it's already 9:30. Do we have any mid show?
I do. I do have a mid show announcement.
Yeah, let's see if we can before we get going too far here.
Stay on track.
Yeah.
I believe it was. Here we go. KWMR would like to thank its signal sponsor, Palace Market. Locally owned and operated in downtown Point Reyes Station, Palace Market is a full-service independent grocer offering groceries, local and organic products, freshly prepared meals, housewares, and wellness items for everyday life on the coast. More information at palacemarket.com.
Nice. Let's go to another song. And as we're, if you're thinking about it, if you're still thinking about it during the song, maybe now will be the time to make that commitment to call in 415-663-9050 and make a donation. Help us reach our goal. Help keep this radio station alive and vibrant. And that's 415-663-9050. And Amanda will take your call. So let's see. What song? Should we do one by Mr. Oysterhead called Oysterhead?
Sure. Yeah, let's jump into that.
Yeah.
That one's actually fun.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, which is why I like it.
Well, weird is part of what makes this show so special.
Totally.
Here we go.
Along comes Mr. Oysterhead, and through the long, frustrating years of wretched and junk.
Oh, it can never get old listening to Les Claypool on the bass.
Yeah, a little extra funk
out there. Yeah, a little extra funk to get this morning cooking. I heard that phone call out there, or that phone ring out there. So, yeah, don't be shy. Don't be tentative. Donate for the pledge drive. It's 415-663-9050. Let's keep the good times. The good times are never going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so a friend of the show's, Alan, just stopped by the studio to say hi, which is great. And fun thing, he played a little Fox Call.
Yeah.
Which... if people have never heard, oh dear.
Oh, we got, oh.
Oh, that, I think that's a good thing.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
Amanda had her eyebrows go up, and I think that's a good.
Grab the clipboard for us.
Got a clipboard, that's a good sign. So keep it coming, friends, 415-663-9050 to call in and pledge for the show. But our friend Alan stopped in. You remember that song?
Yeah, well, he was talking about how he was out in the East Coast, yeah. And there, you know, heard a crazy sound at nighttime, yeah. And he wasn't quite sure really what it was, and it turned out to be a fox barking, trying to protect from the dogs that were out in the area. Yeah. And we were kind of talking about the old viral song.
What does a fox say?
And then it's always never the actual song, the actual sound.
Yeah, and, you know, it's true, because people don't associate this kind of like, you want to play it on the air, get a little sound of the fox?
Yeah, yeah. Was it the fox or the song? No, got it.
I got the song.
I got it. Let's see if that comes through here. It's 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good.
Got a few little screams.
Oh yeah, there we go, my friend. Yeah, and it's so interesting because you would never expect that to come from a fox. Of course, if you ever heard, there's a mountain lions. One of their calls is very similar to that, but louder.
Do you
want to
do it
on the air?
You might break the microphone.
Am I breaking? I know. It's like it's gnarly. It's
Yeah, it's a really like unnerving kind of,
it's
sounds
totally
like a woman screaming.
Totally, like being murdered kind of scream. It's
and it's
like,
always a very scary sound, but yeah. Recently I heard a lynx, you know what the lynx sounds like, and it's actually even more like terrifying.
Oh, really?
I'll just see if I can find it here, because it sounds just like a ghost screaming in the woods. I'm like,
yeah.
If I ever heard that,
first time I heard a mountain lion make that, I was camping in Yosemite and woke up in the middle of the night to this horrifying scream, and I looked it up later, like, oh, that was a mountain lion. But it's like that fox sound, but intensified 10 times.
But you know, mm-hmm. That the coyotes, so there's a little group of coyotes that's living in Olema, and there's two that just like hang out on those trees that fell down on Bear Valley, just like right across from my place.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the lodge.
Yeah.
And they're the same exact color as the log, so you can't really see them unless
you're just
really looking. And yesterday I heard all this howling from the coyotes, and I think it was just from two.
Oh.
So I've heard this about coyotes. Right. They could actually kind of be ventriloquists.
Yes, right.
So they can make themselves
sound
yes. like a whole pack.
Yeah, they were just two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
need
that.
Canyon to call back on 415-663-9050, because he called the regular line, yeah. And then the other phone rang, and then the phone rang again, because you are getting some pledges on the show. Thank you for the people who are calling in. They're going to thank you. But 415-663-9050.
Yeah, that's 415-663-9050. And so
we're up to, we have met our match. We are up to $700 now for the show.
Oh, heck yeah.
$1,500 is our goal. We still have 20 minutes left for
Come
folks
on,
to call in.
Well, I mean,
and so Canyon's going to call back, that 415-663-9050.
Well, you said we've got 700. We've already met both of our pledges?
I think so.
Our matches?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to match another 100 in that 20 minutes. So if we get another $100 here, I'll match that as well. So
all right.
All right. You heard it. You heard it here first, friends.
Yeah.
Dallas is going to match that 100. So I think we should play another song.
Before that, who called in?
We gotta thank Canyon.
Oh yeah, Canyon.
Susie and Jim Wilhelm, my parents.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Brian Kervin.
Oh, Swervin nice. Kervin.
Swervin Kervin.
All right.
Yeah, who's been on before as well. On
yeah,
he was
oh,
on
yeah.
for a pledge show.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing poet.
Amazing poet. In fact, I just talked to him recently. He's about having him come back on. And
oh, great! We'd love that.
And. Yeah, I feel like our poetry show should be an annual thing.
Absolutely.
I was the
you
most
guys hated me.
We were very skeptical. Well, only because neither of us have that's not our strong point. You
yeah.
know? And
yeah.
then once we did the show, I think both of us were you know
oh.
converts for sure. It was a beautiful show.
It was a beautiful show, and I mean, the poetry like moved me. It was like yeah, and I'm not that kind of I'm not much of a you know poetry guy like.
Well, the thing is, I think it's a lot like with wine. You know, like, I didn't think I liked wine. I just didn't know what kind of wine I liked.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think maybe it's a little bit like that with poetry. I just didn't know what kind of poetry I liked. Yeah. When it really is locally connected, you know, I'm like, oh, well, this actually means a lot more to me and from friends and, you know, there's a lot of other ones. So I'm excited for our next show.
Yeah, I think we should do an annual poetry
show. That'll be our annual
Probably July.
Funny thing is, like, I'm a musician and I write lyrics, which is like its own form of poetry, but I need that kind of musical element to have it make sense for me, you know, in terms of like digesting lyrics or writing them.
Should we just break down one of your songs and read it?
No.
That was a very fast no.
That's okay.
Feed me to the lions.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cover me in blood diamonds and feed me to the lions.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can dissect those lyrics another day.
That being said, if you want to call in to donate, the number is 415-663-9050. Again, that's 415-663-9050.
And let's play a song. What does Vox say? I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, if you
since we just heard a Vox.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by Morse? Morse, Morse. How will you speak to that horse? What does the frog say?
And that's actually what a fox says. That's great.
I hope you guys were enjoying that as much as we did here in the studio.
Yeah, for sure.
Should have been twitching.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know we were talking about the crazy sound of a lynx, and this is a Canada lynx, so I think I found it here. Let me see if I can pull this up. I'll actually turn it up.
You know, I've been... Oh, my. That sounds a lot like the mountain lion call. Yeah. Imagine hearing that in the wilderness and not knowing what that was.
Totally.
Thinking you'd be hearing the ghost of Christmas past.
Exactly.
Something. I don't know. Like, that's just, that's wild.
So I also got a quick little announcement.
Topic.
Yeah.
Speaking of the dark.
Yeah. Dark Sky West Marin actually has an event coming up on Sunday, May 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Dance Palace. Local Wisdom and Universal Meeting. It's actually going to be a pretty fantastic event. And it looks like, I was just kind of pulling up here, it looks like there's going to be speakers with Don Jolly, Joe Mueller, Anna Condolf, and Laura Arndt. And suggested donation of $20, but any amount appreciated.
Yeah, I have never been to one of their events, and I've always wanted to go, so I might have to make a...
I just added myself to the newsletter this weekend, so you guys can get on the newsletter and find out all the events as they come up.
I know, I don't know if it's one that already happened, but they brought out a huge telescope by the White Barn. And then was looking up at the night sky. That sounds so much fun. I love the idea of looking through a big telescope over by the White Barn.
So, and that's part of the events that they do, but they're also advocating for being a dark sky community.
Yeah.
So, like, adjusting how we light up our streets and houses and whatnot, and having that light at least directed downwards if you're going to keep it on.
And there's a lot of
different lumens and
ecological benefits.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Especially as, someone, we've done night tours for, almost 2 decades now, and we've seen the light from Petaluma, it kind of get more and more on Tamales Bay. And it's like
the light pollution from Petaluma is kind of astonishing at this point.
It's pretty wild, So if we can all do our part just to be able to kind of focus our lights downwards, it helps so many different things. So it's a very fantastic.
Actually, an idea for a future show would be to have those folks on. And
I pitched it this weekend, so hopefully we'll see.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be a really, really fun one. Because
Laura likes our dogs, so I think we have an in.
Yeah, because we talk about the night sky forever, but it's always nice to be able to, like, have that deeper conversation.
Yeah. And one thing about being out there a lot at night and seeing the night sky out on the water, which, we will often get great, stargazing out there along with the bioluminescence below us. And I've seen some crazy, crazy things in the sky, especially some of the shooting stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been out there and was worried. Like, one of them that went across the sky was going to, should I be concerned right now about this hitting Earth? Like, it's just a big green fireball going across the sky, It's always nice, like, in August when we get the Perseides meteor shower. That one's really consistent and get all the great activity. But I've seen some fireballs out there. Like, I got a little concerned.
We were out there one night when the whole entire sky lit up green. And I think that was the night it broke up and landed in Nevada.
Nevada.
At someone's house. Yeah, pretty wild. You could hear the boom when it came in. It was pretty wild. It lit up the whole entire sky.
That's insane. How long ago was that?
That was the early days.
Like 15 years ago.
Did that make the news at all?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. I could probably Google it and find the exact day when it was.
So part of that meteor ended up at someone's house in Nevada after coming, flying down through the sky. And that was probably a fairly substantial ball of rock, hitting the atmosphere.
Yeah, so let me see here. It was October 2012 is when it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So pretty wild.
Yeah.
We'll have to say it's usually the time when we have the better skies, from the late fall until the winter time because summertime.
I joke that I only know winter constellations because I never see them in the summer with all the fog.
I know. I mean, we call August out here Foggist.
Yeah. Well, it starts with like June gloom and then no sky July.
Gray May.
And then Foggist.
I heard gray May recently.
Oh,
I heard.
And typically, we used to have fog longer, and that was actually one of the things we'll talk about more once we do the
episode, we'll get her on.
Because there's times where it seems to be shortening, and it's like that means a lot to us out here.
We rely a lot on that. Fog, what's up with that? It's like, there's a lot that's up with that.
Totally. And actually, I'm just looking at the clock. It's 9:51, so we still got a bit of time, and I still have that $100 match donation. So if anyone wants to match me, the phone number is 415-663-9050. Again, that's 415-663-9050.
And we don't want to leave Dallas hanging here. So let's do this. We got 10 more minutes to rally for our show. So Call on in, make a pledge, and support us. Support what we're doing. Support KWMR. It's, like I said, such an integral part of our West Marin communities out here is having this radio station. So we want to, especially since you know, lost a third of their funding federally, so we got to keep this place alive and vibrant. So let's help us do that.
Let's make some lemonade, huh?
Yeah, it makes
it's your lemon squeezer. It could be yours.
Yeah. What is that made of?
Quality.
Metal.
Yeah, it looks like it's made of quality right there. Yeah, like that thing looks like it survived a nuclear blast.
It's for a $75 donation or more.
Yeah.
You can get that metal lemon squeezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you have one more song, I think, for the end of the show. Viento by Dirtwire. We're kind of going into springtime, so Viento means kind of is about being our talk about winds. So
yeah.
Let's get it blowing.
For those that don't know, viento is wind in Spanish.
Yeah, and actually we need it, you know.
Yeah, no, wind's important out here.
It gets so annoying sometimes, but it does make us our upwelling that we have in the ocean. It cools us down, makes that warm water, pushes it off, and lets that cold water come up. So.
And a lot of species rely on that, you know.
Everything does.
Everything does. You know, and we should also say, you know, the wind's important, fog's important. Some of these, you know, main things that can annoy us when they're not in our favor for specific conditions are actually really important to the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So it's good to keep that in mind, you know?
Remind myself during those times.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, let's play Viento by Dirtwire.
Thank you.
Okie dokie, friends. We're almost to the end of our hour. So if you still there's still time to match Dallas' $100 pledge here by calling 415-663-9050. We would love the support. And if you're just tuning in, this has been the Westburn Naturalist Hour. We've been just kind of playing songs, giving updates this hour. We'll have a new guest on next in a couple weeks. But we'd love you to support the radio and support our show.
Sounds like someone did.
So it sounds like someone forgot to put Dallas in there. There we go.
There we go. I'm back. I'm back. Yeah. Sounds like we did have someone call in and donate as well, didn't we?
We had Loretta Farley.
Yeah, Loretta.
She gave us a call. Yeah, Loretta. Awesome. So well, we appreciate you.
Still got a few more minutes.
Yes, we still got a few more minutes. So that number again is 415-663-9050.
And just a reminder that KWMR Day is coming up May 2nd, Saturday, from 12 to 4 p.m., all ages with food trucks and the No Talent Show.
Yes.
Bring your costumes, leave your ego at home. Yeah. Also, music by Cute Radio and Lawless Sound System will be there. Band Betsy Nichols, Free to Dream, and Farmer Aaron Harris is going to be there too.
Aaron
that's
going to
be
so
exciting.
Good.
I haven't seen Aaron Harris in a long time.
I think it's all going to be on outside, right? On the Dance Palace has that new like a new stage platform, which is awesome. Yeah, kudos to the Dance Palace. It's so cool they put that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
yeah, that's where the No Talent Show is going to be, and also all the DJing is going to be there. Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's why I said it's so weird. The thing was totally backwards. Hello. Yeah, so it's going to be super fun. It should be really nice on Saturday, like in the low 70s. Mm-hmm. We're going to have smash burgers and pizza and some Mexican food
A
dessert tent with Siren Catering with Kirsten's stuff and the KWM bar, screen printing, phones ringing.
Go
to some kind of CD or do the underwriters, but don't go to Cause, okay?
Yes,
okay.
You got it.
All totally. Right. Okay.
We're going to play some more music.
We're going to play one more song. Thanks to whoever is calling in right now. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, Match. I'm donating anyways, so.
And we appreciate you too, Dallas. Let's go out on since Loretta Farley just called in, made me think of it, Loretta Lynn.
Yes. Did we find a Loretta Lynn song? Yeah,
I'm not being a good Appalachian here.
I think the one that you're hovering over looks great.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great one. All right, friends, we will see you in a couple of weeks and stay great, everybody. Just stay wonderful. All right.
In a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's